Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, well, good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
Lee is back. That's the big news this morning.
Well, it's not big news, but...
Yeah, well, around here it is. It's pretty big news. Okay, so this segment, Lee, I think really will be about anarchy in all of its forms as proposed by the left, which, of course, we must adopt immediately.
Yeah.
And watch this one. We're having fun with it this morning, but I'm telling you, you will not be allowed to joke about this in 6 months. The American Psychological Association is demanding that you, me, us, all of us, accept sluttiness as a lifestyle choice with inclusivity and awareness.
Sluttiness.
Yes. In all its forms. I kid you not, I am not making this up. The American Psychological Association has formed the Consensual Non-Monogamy Task Force to promote...
Wait a minute. Run that by me again.
Okay, yeah. Maybe I should speak slower because this is a little bizarre. Consensual Non-Monogamy Task Force.
Consensual Non-Monogamy Task Force. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. And I just thought Space Force was something.
Oh, boy. This thing got nothing on Space Force. Okay. To promote awareness, acceptance, and inclusivity for consensual non-monogamy and diverse expressions of intimate relationships.
So embrace your inner slut.
Yeah. No, really. So, okay. And they want these relationships affirmed. That's where you're forced to agree. Affirmed and celebrated in all parts of American life, including the, like, school, workplace, all of this kind of thing. Okay. The relationships they're talking about, polyamory, that's where more than two people are in a relationship that's sexual.
Poly who? Polyamory.
Polyamory.
Okay.
Learn it. Know it.
I thought that was somebody in our sales department. I don't know.
It may be. You've been down there lately. Anyway, yeah. Okay. Okay. So these includes, this is what you have to now accept, okay? Or you're a phobe. Open. No, they'll come up with a phobe for this. Open relationships. Got to accept that. So it's a lifestyle choice that must be affirmed, acknowledged, and celebrated. Open relationships. I'm reading this from the American Psychological Association. Swinging and relationship anarchy. Okay. What for the love of God? What, you know, pray for the love of God is that?
I got news from it. None of this stuff is new.
Oh, not the slutty part. No, it's the forced acceptance. Now, see, this is how they start. Back in the 1990s, we were into melting pot and diversity, were we not?
Yes.
And it was great. Everyone was happy. I was straight. You were gay. You lived next door. Nobody cared.
Right.
We all accepted each other. Yeah. But nobody was forced to celebrate anybody else's lifestyle or affirm them.
Right.
Publicly.
Yeah.
And it worked. It did work. You know what? We could all live side by side, be very different, and celebrate whatever our version of freedom was in America, and God would sort the whole thing out at the end. It worked great, right?
Yes.
You know, and I got to say, I got enough, you know, to do worrying about myself morally to worry about anybody else.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm a full-time job myself.
Tell me about it.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So none of us needed to be in anybody else's business.
Right.
Right? Well, they're all about you must be in everyone else's business, and you must affirm whatever. If I say I'm a man, even though I'm clearly a woman, you got to affirm that. Somebody who's not me. That's where this has gone off the tracks.
Yeah.
And so this is American Psychological Association, Lee, is pushing the celebration of consensual non-monogamy in all its forms. Okay. Now, this relationship anarchy, I'd never heard of this before. By the way, some guy on the text line complaining that he's going to be in trouble with the IT department for the second time this morning because of me, because I told him to look it up. Here he is. I just Googled relationship anarchy, and now I have to explain my search results to the IT department.
I'm sorry.
Again. Yeah, I told him to Google Jeffrey Epstein earlier in the show.
Oh, no, you never should have done that.
No, I know. He's not going to have a job by noon. Anyway, so this is, relationship anarchy, that's basically the relationship anarchy movement has its roots in the free love movement, which basically means you just reject any idea of monogamy.
Well, it goes back to Stephen Stills, Love the One You're With?
Yeah.
That's relationship anarchy.
If your housekeeper's over, you know, that's whoever's with
you
right
now. Yeah,
that
goes back to the 60s.
Yeah, no, totally. So a relationship anarchist has multiple intimate partners, might be considered a form of polyamory, but distinguishes, you're going to have to learn these rules. Don't laugh. Before you know, you're not going to be able to criticize this. Anyway, I wanted to know, I asked you guys to guess, like, okay, there's going to be a phobia invented for this, right? Because if you are not affirming swingers in your workplace and celebrating their lifestyle mm-hmm. choices, you're going to be called some kind of phobic. But what kind is the question, right?
Mm.
Okay. There's folks online have come up with some good suggestions. I don't know what they're going to choose yet. Skankophobe, trampophobe, bimbophobe, Kardashianphobe.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah. Another texter simply writes, is necrophilia next? Probably.
Yes.
Yeah, probably.
All right, I've got another one. Hophobe.
Oh, hophobic.
Yes.
Say that times real fast. Five times real fast. Hophobic. Okay, anyway. Text rate. Oh, here we go. Tara, don't be a promiscuphobe.
I like that. Promiscuphobe.
I like that
That's
one the best.
Good.
Actually,
that
is very good.
I like that. I think somebody should probably copyright that.
Yeah.
Promiscuphobe.
By the way, there is a little bit of a backlash developing on the text line. I should let you know, people disagreeing with me.
Uh-huh.
All of them seem to be men claiming they like sluts, and I should just leave them alone.
Well, there is that.
Oh, this one. Text writes, the Malden PD supports this new anti-slut shaming.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, and
all
will
right.
fully protect your rights to engage in sluttery.
Yeah.
I don't think you can use the word slut anymore, though. I think you're not allowed to. Now, okay, we're laughing today, Lee. Just give it 6 months. By the way, they want, like, insurance companies to recognize this. You know what I mean? Like, so it's not just straight marriage and gay marriage anymore. It's like, well, I'm married to two people, so you got to cover them both. Or I'm just, like, sleeping with these other two people this month, but it might be somebody else. So next month. So you need to, I mean, they want this, they want a stamp of approval.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
This is what I and many other conservatives were predicting long ago when you changed the definition of marriage. If marriage can be between two people of the same sex, then there's no way that you can stop it from including anything else, whether it's plants, animals, or multiple relationships.
No. And the New York Times, after gay marriage passed, and it was, you know, remember, it was very historic and everybody was very excited about it, there was an editorial by a feminist saying that the next stop on the train was going to be the public acceptance of open relationships.
Right.
And their goal was to tear down the idea of monogamy and marriage.
Exactly.
Gay marriage or straight marriage.
Yeah.
I mean, they flat out said that in the New York Times. It wasn't criticism. It was like, this is where we're going, and we think it's great.
And
here it is.
Yep.
This is where we're going. So it's not good enough that she live next door to a slut. You ignore her. She ignores you. No, you got to affirm her lifestyle now. You got to be supportive or else. And that's
how do you support a slut?
I don't know, but they will tell us. I'm telling you.
I'm okay. I think I've even embarrassed Chris over there.
Is Chris turning red? I don't know.
Yeah, pretty much. The beard hides most of it, but yes.
Texter writes, slutonomics. That's the inclusion of sluttiness within economic development. We all grow, yeah, baby, through pure slutty behavior. Count me in. So says Dave.
Okay.
I don't think some of you are grasping the seriousness of this topic. Oh, by the way, Marcus, you know Marcus?
Yes.
Our listener Marcus?
Yes.
He's wonderful. I've met him
at
public appearances. You know, so he's started a logistics company, which is cool. And so he has been texting me from a different city, like almost every day in America, to just let me know radio.com app is working there, and he's able to listen. So Marcus texts us this morning, good morning from Slutlanta. Signed Marcus.
Yeah, that's where that Netflix series is filmed, isn't it?
Yes, Slutlanta, I know. There's slut zombies. Can you say that? Is that wrong?
Well, you know, why should you shame slut zombies? I mean, you know, the zombies have got to have an opportunity to be sluts too, I guess.
Everybody's slutty.
Got to be inclusive and celebrate, you know, the slut zombiness or zombie sluttiness or something.
Text writes, does accepting and celebrating sluttiness mean we must now accept unwanted sexual advances or be subject to arrest? I don't know. I would consult the American Psychological Association.
Of course. Now, here's where it will go next, too.
Where?
If you call this out as being sinful behavior, that'll be considered hate speech.
Yup. That's where that's going. Mm-hmm.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And this is the anarchy portion of the show. A lot of you still reacting to this. I mean, we're laughing about this, but in all seriousness, this is what the American Psychological Association is doing, saying that sluttiness, well, what we used to call sluttiness, is actually a lifestyle choice, then you must affirm it. You must accept it. They are trying to raise the American Psychological Association awareness and inclusivity. They want to they want everyone to celebrate, be forced to celebrate, the consensual non-monogamy of other people, including swinging, open relationships, polyamory, which is where more than two people are in a relationship, and relationship anarchy. And other, these are their words, other types of ethical non-monogamous relationships. You should be able to be open about it, about your lifestyle, and people should be forced to affirm you. Folks, let me tell you the difference is here. Let me tell you what they're doing. It's a real sleight of hand. Again, back in the like 90s, the era of diversity, right? What are we supposed to do? Just accept that everybody's different from everyone else. We got to, or we're not going to be able to get along, right? And that worked fine. But nobody was required to celebrate, affirm, empower anybody else's lifestyle choice publicly, or else you lose your job, you're mocked, maligned, and threatened with death from, you know, Antifa types. You lose your social media accounts, possibly your bank accounts, you're cut off from the commerce system, you know, stuff like that. So you're forced to affirm the lifestyle or else. This is a totally different thing from diversity. It says, if you do not celebrate, fill in the blank here, you're a phobe of some kind. Texter writes here, this is all part of an anti-Christian campaign to completely destroy the Christian roots of our country. Read Romans 1 about the downward spiral according to God as men and women reject him. Absolutely, this is an attack on Christianity. Bingo. You will be required to affirm lifestyle choices that are not your own, to celebrate. Those are their words. A lot of people responding to Lee, by the way. Lee said, how do you support a slut? Texter writes, $1 bill at a time. Strippers, yeah. Now, here we go. I've been getting these my whole talk radio career. Some texter sends me every time I get this. Tara, this topic is revolting, and you should not pander to the left by advertising their insanity. Do you know when I first heard that? When a small percentage of society, it was like, I don't know, less than 20%, supported the idea of gay marriage and they were pushing it. Tara, don't talk about it. It's gross. It's nudge, and you're never going to do it. And you don't talk about it. You're just trying to get ratings. This will never happen. What year was that again? It was like 2002, 2003. How'd that work out? Yeah. See, this texture, what this texture doesn't get, when we just say, oh, it's gross, we're not getting in the culture war, don't talk about it. They win. That's how that works. This is how we've gotten to the point that they are now taking down our flag. They're taking apart and banning our anthem. We can't even show the original Betsy Ross flag. Why? Because you people were screaming at me, Trump's wasting his time on the NFL. Talk about the deficit. You mean just fly the white flag in the culture war? Yeah, that's how you end up having to publicly affirm a lifestyle that is abhorrent to you morally or else. Because you don't fight. So I just reject this text. It's exactly how we got to where we are in this country. These are the same people sitting around going, this country's going to hell. Why? We never fought. We didn't fight when the majority of the public agreed with us. And because of our silence, the majority of the public was convinced through polling that everybody else thought that way. So they should too. This is how we lose. Texter writes, here it is. If I have to affirm their lifestyle, if you're just tuning in, the American Psychological Association says you now have to affirm, support, and celebrate with inclusivity, open relationships, swinging, sluttiness, basically. Relationship anarchy, that's where you just have sex with whoever you want because you feel like it. That's a lifestyle choice now, and you got to affirm it or else. Texter writes, if I have to affirm their lifestyle, why don't they have to affirm my lifestyle of one man, one woman? See? That's what happens when you lose the culture war because you never participated and never even got on the battlefield. That's why. We didn't fight. So they wrote the rules of the game. We weren't even there. We just wanted to talk about the deficit. And it's not really. Texter writes, this is all part of trying to normalize pedophilia. Yes, it is. That's totally where they're going with this. Texter writes, there should be a death penalty for pedophiles. There is in some countries. Another texter writes, it's time to burn the right with a white flag. Yeah. Oh, by the way, that is not the only form of anarchy being celebrated this morning in left-wing circles. Did you hear Joe Biden's speech over the weekend, folks? Yeah, this isn't relationship anarchy. This is global anarchy. The speech was a bunch of supercharged globaloney and globalist stuff. Meaningless patter. But Biden, with his reference to, are you ready for this? Zero borders and zero citizenship. Biden over the weekend declared he is the front runner of the Democrat Party presidential, you know, crew. What we need is zero borders. No borders. What? Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, they buried this. They buried this. Oh, he said we need no borders and just one global elite making decisions for all the people on the planet. Is that, like, I mean, does that sound radical to you? I mean, I bet if you polled it, it wouldn't do well. You want to hear some of it? Here's the main part of it.
I respect no borders and cannot be contained by any walls.
What? I'm going to play the full 40-second clip so that I won't be accused of taking this out of context. What he's saying here, if you listen closely, is, well, you know, if we were just ruled by one global elite, if we just share the leadership and the sovereignty, I mean, just, you know, we just get rid of borders, it'll be so much better.
Working cooperatively with other nations to share our values and goals doesn't make America, as it seems to imply in this administration, suckers. It makes us more secure, enables us to be more successful, extend our presence around the globe, magnify our impact, while sharing the burden of leadership with our partners. No country, even one as powerful as ours, can go it alone in the challenges of the 21st century.
Oh, yeah, we can.
I respect no borders and cannot be contained by any walls. As president, I will do more than just restore the historic partnerships. I'll lead an effort to reimagine them.
That should terrify you. I'll lead an effort to reimagine them. Can't go it alone. Need global leadership. But the part that you need to focus on, I think, really. I mean, because this is game over if Trump wants to just run this sound clip against Biden in a general.
I respect no borders and cannot be contained by any walls.
That would have been a death sentence for Obama's campaign if it was uttered in 08 and 2012. Nobody batted an eye this weekend. But then you can't even criticize sluttiness anymore. So, I mean, you know, hey, one form of anarchy for another, right?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Can you imagine if a Trump supporter had firebombed a federal building in protest of something? Had to be shot to stop him? Came armed with explosive devices and guns? I'm just asking. Because, see, that just happened in Washington State, but it was an attack on an immigration facility. But I don't think anybody cares. I mean, it's garnered almost no media attention. Can you imagine if that had been a Trump supporter and the whole thing was reversed? What is driving people like that lunatic to that level of violence? This is scary, folks. They feel justified attacking these immigration facilities. They feel justified because they are hepped up on a form of drug. No, it is. It's a form of it's like being drugged. They're hepped up on fake news. It does crazy things to their brain. Here's an example of what you heard if you tuned in to CNN or one of those places this weekend about the supposed Trump immigration raids, you know, where he's going to go try to pick up a million people who've already been ruled by judges as deportable. They have deportation orders. They're not allowed to be here. Here's the Democrat presidential candidates.
People who are fleeing violence in Honduras and other countries with their little children. These are not criminals.
What he's doing with our ICE agents is not about securing our borders. It's basically an electoral effort by President Trump.
It's not about getting people who are security risks deported. It's about scaring everyone in the country.
Okay, so as you listen to this, you would think this has never been done before. This is new. He's the racist in chief. That hashtag went viral over the weekend. This never happened before. And this is how they explain what's going on. If you're listening to this, by the way, they do not differentiate between illegal immigrants and immigrants. So, I mean, you would be left with the impression, if you listen to, say, CNN, that, like, immigrants are being rounded up because they're brown and just booted out of the country. You would think that because the Democrats no longer draw a distinction between immigrants and illegal immigrants. Their citizenship is meaningless to the Democrat Party. You're a racist, sexist, xenophobe if you think it has meaning. Here's just a sample of what you would have heard on CNN.
This president, through these actions, is literally terrorizing people. These are human lives, and there is nothing about this that is a strategy other than an electoral one. This president has decided that the way to victory is to demonize black and brown people, in this case, brown people, and people who speak a different language or maybe from a different country of origin. We're talking about millions of people here, and there is, in my opinion, only one effect here, and that is to terrify his base against folks who look like the folks that they showed in cages the other day. There was a reason why the vice president went where he went. There was a reason why they showed the inhumanity of the vice.
Okay, whatever. Shut up. Yeah, so this is just to scare brown people. We're going to round up brown people, throw them out of the country. Doesn't matter if they're citizens, you know, legal immigrants. We're just going to round them up, throw them out of the country. No. These are illegal immigrants with these are legal immigrants with deportation orders from a judge. So, I mean, you would think, listening to the coverage, that something different that's never happened before is happening now, given the hysteria. It's just not the case. Here is Ken Cuccinelli. He is the head of USCIS.
This is their job every day. We've got compassionate, loyal ICE agents who are just doing their job. And it shows you how far we've fallen in that it's become news that they would actually go deport people who have removal orders.
Yeah. We are today enforcing the law against people who rob banks. It's got to stop. Well, isn't that the law? Yeah. Couldn't you just change it if you want people to be able to rob banks? Yeah. Well, what's the deal? There is no deal. There's no deal. And so this is made to make people think something Trump is doing, something that's never been done before, something racist and mean. It's not the case. So says Ronald Vitello, former ICE director.
Well, I think we've got to let people know that this is the rule of law scenario. These, you know, people weren't up in arms when we did this in 2016 and 2017. Operation Border Resolve. Have people go on the internet, look at the ICE.gov website, Operation Border Resolve, where we did exactly this during the Obama administration, and people weren't losing their minds over it.
You mean Trump's not doing anything different than Obama did? No. Okay, well, he's going to go after a million people. I mean, do you know how many that is? That's a lot of people. How many did Obama deport again? Under the same circumstances, deportation order from a judge. 5.2 million in his 8 years. Wait, so Obama did this exact same thing? Uh-huh. And it wasn't different? No. These are not, and the Democrats have tried to confuse this over the weekend. If you seek asylum, you have a right to be here. He's not deporting people who are in the asylum pipeline. He should, if they break our law and cross our border. but he's not. These are people who have deportation orders from a judge. These are not people who are awaiting the outcome of their asylum hearing. But the Democrats try to confuse people this weekend, make them think so. So, okay, but like, has this ever been done before? Yeah, Obama did it 5.2 million times. Nobody cared. What about Clinton? 12 million times? Trump, if you want to be outraged about something, be outraged about this. Trump has only deported 376,000 so far. He's way behind Obama. Now, that's not his fault. That's liberal judges who have ordered that he is no longer allowed to implement federal law as written. That's judicial anarchy. But no, there's nothing going on here that's new. Now, they have tried to confuse the issue. Nancy Pelosi keeps going out there and telling everybody, if they're here seeking asylum, they have a right to be here. They're not breaking the law, and you can't send them home. Oh, yes, you can. She's lying about that.
And it's not what our founders had in mind.
Wait, I got to get... Sorry, let me re-up this. Here we go.
You know this hat?
Wait, here we go.
But in terms of...
Darn. All right, anyway, I've got... All right, here we go. Here we go.
Do you see any momentum to change the asylum laws?
Well, the asylum laws are what they are. In other words, it's important for people to understand what they are. We're part of a global society. And when someone comes to a country seeking asylum, and they are not breaking the law coming into the country, they have to prove their case that they have a well-founded fear.
That's bull. They are breaking the law coming into the country. They can go to a port of entry, which is technically American soil, and apply for asylum there and then wait on the Mexican side. That's not breaking the law. There is no right to cross our border illegally because you have an asylum claim. You have no right to do that. But this is the lie the Democrats are telling people.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, so the Democrats were out there trying to sow discord and confusion over the weekend. The media was helping them as they steal your history from you in real time. That's what they do. And listen, there's more than one way to lie. The media likes to just not provide context. So Nancy Pelosi goes out there and makes it sound like Trump's just rounding up brown people. As he's doing, these poor people, they're seeking asylum. That's perfectly legal. And you can just come across our borders and just live here as long as you want. And Trump has no right to round you up. And Trump is doing something that's never been done before. No, Trump's doing exactly what Obama did 5.2 million times. We just heard the former director of ICE and the head of USCIS explain that. I don't know how many times we need this explained. Clinton did it 12 million times, 12 million deportations. Obama did it 5.2 million times. They didn't say word one. This is a made up fake hoax of an issue. And they're trying to confuse you by using asylum. They're just seeking asylum. No, they're not. These million people that ICE went to 9 cities to deport this weekend have removal orders. They are ineligible for asylum. Every single stinking one of them. They've been turned down for asylum. They stayed in the country illegally anyway, knowing that's a secondary crime. After the illegal immigrant part of the crime, these people have deportation orders. They're not getting asylum, ever, now that they have a deportation order. But Nancy Pelosi's trying to confuse people. So I played that audio earlier, which is, they're not breaking the law. They can come here and they just live here as long as they want if they want asylum. They can come right over our border. No, they can't. Well, you know what? Pelosi's been saying this so much, I think AOC thought it was real, which tripped her up. So she's at the immigration hearing on Friday, and everybody's grilling Obama ICE director, ironically. Tom Homan is suggesting that he, of course, is a racist because he wants to separate kids from their sex traffickers so they won't be raped in the cell. And that's racism now. So Obama ICE director Tom Homan schools Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. What is so stunning about this clip, she is now what? The nation's foremost pro-illegal immigrant activist. The woman who calls these centers concentration camps and says these people aren't being legally removed. Listen to this clip because you can see how little she even understands the laws or what she's talking about. She literally doesn't get what she's talking about.
Of the many that you recommended family separation.
I recommended zero tolerance.
Which includes family separation.
The same as is whenever a U.S. citizen parent gets arrested when they're with a child.
Zero tolerance was interpreted as the policy that separated children from their
parents. If I get arrested for DUI and I have a young child in a car, I'm going to be separated. When I was a police officer in New York and I arrested a father for domestic violence, I separated that father
from his family. Mr. Holman, with all due respect, legal asylees are not charged with any crime.
When you're in the country illegally, it's violation 8 United States Code 1325.
Seeking asylum is legal.
If you want to seek asylum and go through the port of entry, do it the legal way. The Attorney General of the United States has made that clear.
Okay.
She didn't know that. I'm telling you, she did not know that. You should see her face. She can't argue. She's heard Pelosi say so many times, if you're seeking asylum, oh my God, you can do whatever you want. You just come here, leave off the welfare system, and give you, you go to California, get yourself some free health care, whatever, help yourself to that, whatever. It's all on the buffet. She didn't know that. She didn't know that the only place you can legally seek asylum on our territory is at a port of entry, and you got to stay on the other side. It's still American territory, but that's it. You can't just cross the border. It's illegal. You're breaking the law. You are subject to deportation if you do it. She didn't know. This is the foremost immigration activist, pro-illegal immigrant activist on the Democrat side. She didn't know. That's why she wound it up. Crazy, huh? Nuts, nuts. It is. Oh, speaking of Ocasio-Cortez, so over the weekend, did you see, well, it really began last week. The Democrats trying to distance themselves from AOC, which is why Trump did that tweet over the weekend to get them to defend AOC and the others, and it worked great. But did you see the poll that leaked? This is a Democrat Party poll. It's an internal poll. And you can see why. In the fallout of this poll coming out, there's this big move to distance themselves from AOC. Wait till you hear what the Democrat Party's internal polling is saying about her. It's going to blow your mind. I'm going to do that up next. I want to read the text line for a minute here, though. Texter writes, wow, AOC is frighteningly stupid. Now, she's ignorant. She does not know what she's talking about. She's the perfect useful idiot. Another texter writes, Terry, did you notice Nancy Pelosi said global society during her rambling? Another frighteningly stupid, unapologetic globalist. No, what she's saying is we just follow international law. We don't follow U.S. law. International law says you have a right to migrate, so it's not illegal. But Nancy, our law says it's illegal. Yeah, but we're in an international society, so we just don't even do our laws. We just always ignore them. That's what she's saying. Text writes, even the U.N. says that no country can or should be forced to accept refugees or asylees. Yeah, I know. They won't tell you that either.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.